Are you okay?
Oh, you're here to help me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
I don't know where my arms are.
I see. So yeah. So what's the last thing you remember?
I was walking along the path to go home.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, I am here to help you.
Do I have arms somewhere?
Well, you absolutely, everything will be fine. I can tell you that. I'm just assessing the situation. And how old are you? Can I ask you?
I'm 68.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you have? This may sound unusual, but do you have an understanding about life and death and what happens to people that die?
Well, when to die, it's finished.
Because that's quite often people that don't have any belief, it sounds like yourself, when it actually happens to them, it's quite a shock, because actually it doesn't stop. And I can tell you that for whatever reason, something did cause you, whether or not you fell on that path badly and hurt yourself, or there may have been another reason, but it's nothing to worry about, obviously, because you're here talking to me. But something caused you to die.
But what about my arms?
Right, your arms will... You may well begin to feel something in your arms shortly.
You have warm hands.
Yeah, well, there's probably some warmth and some healing, which is the natural thing. You'll begin to feel a bit warmer, and things will begin to make more sense. You've probably got a few questions, but all your questions will be answered.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm in a house that we use for helping people like yourself.
I have a spider on my face.
Hmm. Well, that's a common feeling, that it means that the
but often, I can't move it, I have no arms.
Well, your arms will, you will begin to feel, get the feeling in your arms again, and you will be able to move it. It may not be a spider, actually. There's lots of people around trying to help you, and you may actually begin to see a light. Do you see any light? Maybe a small light to start with.
There's a bit of something.
Yeah, something a bit brighter.
Mm.
If you focus on that, that is your... That's what you have to pass through to get to the new... To get to the spirit world when you die.
Where is that?
This is the journey. Well, you could call it heaven. Some people call it heaven.
Mm.
And what normally happens is you'll recognise someone who will greet you in that. You might see their face in the light if you keep looking at it. There could be someone that you haven't seen for a very long time.
Huh. That's Billy.
Hmm.
I haven't seen her in years.
Right. Was she a friend or a relative? Or?
She was a friend.
Okay. So she's there to greet you. So you never quite know who it'll be. So if you go with Billy...
She has my bicycle.
Hmm.
Oh. I wonder what she's doing with my bicycle.
Oh, fantastic. You can go for a bicycle ride with her then.
Yeah, well, I'll have to practice cycling with no arms.
Well, no, your arms will be fine again. Just you wait and see. You might need a bit of healing along the way, but Billy will help you out there. She'll take you where you need to go.
She's teasing me. She has a pair of gloves.
Ah. Not nice.
Yeah, so I'm sure she's quite keen for you to go with her, is she?
Yeah, of course, she's getting impatient.
So are you happy to go and join Billy now?
I better go, otherwise she'll tick me off.
I think she's just excited to have you with her again, and she'll show you around, and there'll be lots of other people too.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, I suppose it's goodbye then.
It's goodbye, and yeah, I know you'll be fine and your arms will be working just fine. Just give them a little time.
If you say so.
Mm-hmm.